We got lots to do, lots to talk about, lots to get through. And we have been talking about it for several weeks now. That as we begin 21 days of praying and fasting, really the purpose is because we're asking God, God, what is the future and direction of our church? And we have been praying and we have been really seeking God. And God, what do you want to do in the life of our church? God, what are you trying to accomplish in our lives? God, what are you trying to do in our hearts? God, what do you want to see happen as the future direction of our church? And here's what we want to do. We have been praying, seeking, working hard on God. What do you want to see happen in this community? What do you want to see happen in our church? I need y'all, if you're ready to see this roadmap, put the hype emotes in the chat, put the hearts in the chat, because I want to talk through for a few minutes really what I believe God wants to do in the life of our church as a major focus, as a major vision, as where our church is going, as where we're going. Together, we are the church. I've tried to make this clear. I've tried to make it concise. There's going to be a lot of information, but I'm revealing this thing in 3, 2, 1. Let's go, baby. Lots and lots to talk about. At first, you're looking at this, might be a little bit overwhelmed. Do not fear. I'm going to walk us through it. And this really is an invitation that I want to invite you in, all of us together, to build God's church. And what you'll see right in the middle of the screen is you're going to see really a timeline of spring, summer, autumn, really to walk us through what is going to be the focus of 2024. Some of these will have exact dates. Some of these are time frames. But as coming back as lead pastor of the church, I really wanted to help kind of invite our church in a journey. Like, what are we focusing on as we continue on in 2024? So first, you're going to see at the bottom right side of the screen, kind of right next to my camera, you will see kind of our vision statement. If you guys have ever kind of wondered, like, what is God Squad Church all about? What do they exist for? We try to be very, very painfully clear that our church exists to accomplish these four things. We want to help every single gamer. This is our desire for you, our desire for every gamer that comes through our church. We exist to help gamers know God, experience community, discover their purpose, and make a difference. That is what we want to see happen in every single gamer's life. It's what I want for my life. It's what I want for your life. And you'll notice that those are actually in different colors. And what you'll see in the roadmap is that the banners correlate to the colors of the vision that we're trying to accomplish. So for example, the first one you'll see on the left side is that we just launched our second semester of XP groups. And the banner is in yellow and experience community is written in yellow because experience groups is one of the ways in which we accomplish helping gamers experience community. Are you tracking with me? I feel like AJ when I say that. So what you're going to see is this kind of color coordination throughout the roadmap. And I want to walk through quickly the purpose why we're doing this and the kind of the heart behind it. If you have not already signed up for an XP group, I just launched my first one yesterday talking about biblical meditation. There are so many XP groups for you to sign up in. Type exclamation point XP groups in the chat. I promise you, this is a major way in which we want you to be experiencing community, getting to know other people, studying God's word together. If you are doing life alone, if you are struggling to study God's word, I just would challenge you, sign up for an XP group today. Get yourself plugged in. As we move further down the roadmap, you'll see obviously next to that in the spring, we have now just launched 21 days of prayer and fasting, our Kingdom Builders initiative. We're going to be praying and fasting from May 4th to the 24th. We've got the daily prayer guides in the Discord. In the prayer and fasting category, we're going to be having morning prayer streams from 8 to 11 that we've already been doing. We're just going to continue to do that. But as an addition, Tuesday through Saturday at night, starting next week on Tuesday, we're going to have an additional prayer stream. 5 nights a week. I'm talking a lot of prayer. That is the whole purpose. We'll be coming on screen, praying and seeking God. And every night might look a little bit different. It might be 30 minutes of me praying on camera. We might invite some more of the pastors. There might be opportunities for us to actually get in Discord together and pray. It might be just kind of a quiet time for us on our own thing, but this is dedicated for us to set aside extra time to pray and seek God. You'll notice the banner is in blue, just like "Know God" is written in blue, because praying and fasting is one of the ways in which we are helping people know God. The color coordination is important. Let's talk about some new things as we kind of go down the line. You'll see that on May 25th, we're going to be starting a community-wide Bible reading plan. You're going to see a theme of prayer and reading God's word. Because the truth is, oftentimes, and I've been guilty of it, we can really overcomplicate what it means to be a church. When we think about growing a church, when we think about building a church, sometimes our first thoughts are like, hey, let's go to like, you know, let's launch events, or what, you know, what cool graphics can we do? Or we got to put out more social media content, or we should do more of this. And those are all great things, and we're going to do them. But the foundation of building God's church cannot be on the foundation of hype or fun or momentum. It has to be on the foundation of seeking God and reading his word. So the simplest way I can put it is, what is the most important thing that I want for our church? What is the most important thing I want for all of us as we focus in the rest of 2024? I would consider it probably the biggest win possible if by the end of 2024, every single one of us, every day, would pray and read the Bible. Seriously, man, we were all hyped for you to come back and like bring this like exciting vision, and like you want me to just like pray and read the Bible? For me to put anything else above the importance of you being with God would be for me to have all of this backwards. How dare I think that that strategy or ideas or events could do more for you than reading his word, than talking to him every day? I want to build a habit in all of our lives where every single day of my life, just pray and read my Bible. Just talking to Jesus. I promise you, if every single one of you would pray and read your Bible every day, your marriage would be better. You would be a better employee. God might give you vision to start your own business. Your attitude would change. Your joy would be increased. Every part of your life would change for the better if every day you and I would just be with Jesus. So May 25th is the end of our prayer and fasting. We've already got the daily guide that we're going to be reading every day together. So we almost kind of already have a Bible reading plan. May 25th, via the YouVersion Bible app. Already get it downloaded on your phone. It's free. Get the Bible.com login info. They're both connected. One's desktop, one is on the phone. We're going to be doing a church-wide Bible reading plan. We're together. We're going to be able to read through God's word. It's really cool. You can like see people liking comments and like liking the scripture. People aren't going to call you out if you skip a day and don't read the Bible. But it's a cool way to just go on a journey together. Maybe you've never read through the whole Bible. Maybe you're here and you're like, I've been following Jesus for 10 years, but I've never read the whole Bible before. This is going to be an awesome opportunity for us as a church to start seeking God and reading his word. Moving down the roadmap, we're looking to launch weekly community game nights. Now, Susie, you just said that the number one way to grow the church was to seek God. Yes, but I didn't say that events aren't cool. Events are also great. They're just not more important than God. And here's the deal. I think opportunities for us to just be together more often is such a W, such a win. Fellowship, the opportunity. We're gamers. We want to get together and hang out and play games. And so here's what I'm going to do. Type exclamation point serve in the chat. Really what I envision is every week, I know right now we're doing monthly events and we're not going to be getting rid of those. Those are fantastic. But really what I would love to, every Saturday after second service around 9:30 p.m. Eastern, I would love to just have a weekly time for us to just get together and play games. I want to be there. I want to connect with you. I want people to connect with each other. It's such a great time for us to be together. But then it's also just such a great time for potential outreach. Like there are a lot of people that maybe have a very negative view of church. Maybe are not interested in going to church. Maybe they've been turned off by the church and they're not ready to dive in and attend a church or get into a church Discord. But they're like, oh, but a game night? Going to church, I'm not sure, but playing some games with some nice people, okay, I think I could be down for that. And as we begin to talk about the potential for outreach, I think having it just removing barriers to entry, like how can we make it easy for people who are not a follower of Jesus to somehow get connected with some great Christians who hopefully can prove to them not every Christian is like maybe some of the ones that you've been hurt by in the past. And I think opportunities for us to just hang out more and play games and connect and do life, I think is so important. We are the church. And so I asked you to put exclamation point serve in the chat. The reason is we're looking to build a team of people that want to be a part of this. Practically what this will look like is every week after second service, I would love to have a pool of people who are just honestly passionate about playing games with people. This isn't going to be something super complicated. Really, the ask that we're asking of people is, will you be a part of just creating a Discord channel in our Discord where people can play a certain game together? For example, you love League of Legends. You're looking for people to play with. Are you willing to host, after church on Saturday nights, a League of Legends voice channel where those who want to come play League of Legends can come play with you? Do you love Valorant and you want some people to play Valorant with? Will you be willing to simply host? It's really just that simple. Will you just be there at 9:30 on Saturdays? We'll put you on a schedule. We'll get you rocking and rolling. And all you do, show up on Saturdays, be in the room. And then when people want to join, you just invite them, boom, playing some Valorant. Hosting these game nights, I think, is such an easy and simple way for us not only to be together and to find the other people in our church who play a game, but then again, also just a simple way for people that are interested in joining for the first time to be able to come to an event. And it's not even a big event. It's just us sitting, playing video games, and talking. It's just a way of us doing life together. Not everything needs to be this big, complicated, exciting. Not everything needs to be a squad con that we needed to plan every 3 months. Sometimes just like, hey, do you want to just like play a game together? That sounds amazing. And so here's the deal. That form is in chat, !serve. And if you're like, hey, man, you know, that sounds simple. Because remember, we are the church. So maybe you're like, yo, I don't know where I fit in. How do I be used of God? Can I just be in a Discord League of Legends voice channel and then send a party invite to people and then we just have fun and laugh together? I think I can do that. I think I could do that. That could be the way that God wants to use you. Moving on. In the summer, we're going to be launching monthly prayer nights. I want to have just one night a month where everyone is invited to just come pray and seek God. A big church-wide movement where we're going to be praying. We'll give you guys exact dates. We're going to be doing this for a month straight. Then a month after that, end of June is where I'm aiming for monthly prayer nights. Once a month, seeking God, praying together. Praying that God would help us to reach the gaming community like never before. However, I do want to point your attention to something that's already happening. Some of you may not know that on Sundays, Kaminor and Rhino Mueller and a group of people lead a prayer night every Sunday night in the Discord. Like, it's already happening. It's already happening. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, I want to encourage you. I go to as many of them as I can. They are powerful. They're such a great time of community and just praying for one another, praying for ourselves. It is a beautiful time, and I want to encourage you. They are already doing so much. I want to celebrate that, and I just want to tell you it exists. Go do it. Later in the summer, we want to be working on doing an XP path update because we want to be finding more ways to help every gamer discover their purpose, so that they can make a difference. If you're not familiar with our XP path, it is basically kind of like the next steps in our church that people can go through to learn about our church, learn about what it means to be a partner of our church, learning what it means to take that next step, become more involved in our church. And we really want to give this a big update because we really want to emphasize how can we help people discover their purpose. We want to be really intentional to help you discover your gifts so that you can make a difference. You'll see later in the summer, it's got a little bit of mystery to it, but we will be doing a fresh new graphical overhaul. We have had a lot of these graphics for years and they are fantastic, but it is time for a fresh new look. We're going to leave it a bit of a mystery. We're going to get some new graphics, some new overlays. God Squad Church is going to get a beautiful makeover. Mwah. It's still going to be the same church, same vision, same values. It's just going to look a little prettier. So be on the lookout. It's going to be exciting. One of the major things that are on my heart as we move on in the roadmap is I really want to focus on an outreach overhaul. I was very intentional in my message earlier to talk about how for 21 days, honestly, we're really not even focusing outward. We're like intentionally, obsessively focusing inward. You know, in church, there's just this dichotomy of, do we focus on evangelism, which means going out and like telling people who don't know about Jesus, or do we focus on discipleship, which means just developing people who are already Christian to grow in their faith? Well, which one is it? Well, the truth is it's both. It's not an or, it's an and. It's both. And as we get through prayer and fasting, and as we sit down and really see God, I really want to be intentional to ask God, like, God, what does it look like for us to actually get out of our own Discord and go serve the gaming community? Like, we can't just sit around and hope that people come to us. We got to go to them. Jesus didn't sit around on a golden throne in heaven and say, hey, all of you, try to get to me. Try to come to me. He came to where the people were, and he loved them, and he served them. What does it look like for our community to go out into other communities and just serve them, no strings attached? I'm going to come benefit you. I'm going to come bless you just because Jesus loves you. I'm not going to ask anything from you. I'm not going to ask for your money. I'm not going to preach you a sermon. I'm going to add value to your life simply because God loves you. No strings attached. What does it look like for us to make a difference? What does it look like for the gaming community to look at our church and say, I don't believe what they believe, but I cannot deny that the good that they're doing in our community is necessary. I want people who are far from God, who maybe they've decided, I will never believe in Jesus, but I acknowledge that the gaming community needs God Squad Church because they're making it better. They are making the gaming community better. What does it look like for us to make such an impact that people talk about it, even if they don't believe in God? What does that look like? What are the practicalities of how you and I get out of our own discord and go be the hands and feet of Jesus to reach more people than we've ever reached? That's something that's you guys, I'm obsessed with reaching people who don't know Jesus. I'm obsessed. That's a big focus that we'll be doing in the summer. At the end of the year, XP groups are third semester will be launching. I want to encourage you to sign up for that. And then lastly, I want to encourage you guys, there is going to be an IRO community meetup. Now, I do want to be honest and kind of get the conversation out there. I know that a lot of people have been wondering about SquadCon. I know a lot of people have been wondering, are we doing a SquadCon? Where's it going to be? When's it going to happen? I do want to let you guys know that there will not be a physical SquadCon this year. We've been having honest conversations as a church, but the church has hit a really difficult financial position. As of May 1st, we've moved all of our staff to part-time. And I'll be honest, even just by making that change, that actually isn't enough to even solve our financial current struggle. There may need to be more that needs to be done. We're praying that God is going to turn things around. But the true practicality is that SquadCon is very expensive to do. Just very expensive to do. And it would not have been wise this year for us to do a SquadCon. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't have moments of community, but it just means that SquadCon is something that we're putting on the table to start planning for a future year, but this year won't be one. However, we are doing something in its place. If you guys have not heard of what's called the Nerd Culture Ministry Summit, first of all, I just want you to know that it exists. This is a ministry that I've been praying that would exist for years. It is a ministry that is literally geared towards bringing gamer churches, Christian content creators, people that are doing any type of nerd ministry together to learn, grow, and just kind of bring awareness to that this type of ministry for nerds is happening. And every year, they now do a conference. My wife and I, Pastor Amanda, will be flying to Colorado Springs, November 12th to the 14th to attend this event. And at this event, there is actually a room that we have rented out for a four-hour window for people to be able to have kind of like our own little community meetup. So I want to encourage you, if you are in the Colorado area or you were really looking forward to flying to a SquadCon, you just want to get together, we can fit, I believe it's almost 200 people in this room. And if you want to be able to come to an IRL meetup, you want to be able to experience community in person, then I want to encourage you, come to this event. First of all, the conference is going to be amazing, but the one-day meetup we're going to do is a ton of fun, and we would love to meet you face-to-face and get a chance to connect with you. What you're seeing on the screen is, it's obviously not the only thing our church is doing. It's not the only thing our church is doing, but this is the focus of what we want to do moving forward. It doesn't mean we're getting rid of all the other things we're doing. Our teams are still staying, our serve teams, they are incredible, all the ministries we have, but as a church-wide focus, not everybody in the entire church is on the media team. So the media team's not on the roadmap. Not everyone in the church is in the women's ministry because, not everyone is even a woman. These are things that our entire church will focus on. Nights of prayer, Bible reading plans, weekly community nights, prayer and fasting, overhauls, outreaches. But as we look at this roadmap, you may see a little bit of an inconsistency, which is going to be my main focus for the rest of the year. I told you the color coordination, that all the colors of Know God, Experience Community, Discover Purpose, Make a Difference, correlate to the banners. So the yellow banners are how we experience community. The blue banners are how we help gamers know God. But you might notice that there's a lot of blue, there's a lot of yellow, not much purple and red. So for me, what I'm asking God is, God, how can we have a healthy balance of all four? If we're going to say that we really need all four, if we're really trying to help gamers experience all these things, then we've got to be intentional. God, how can we have more ways to help gamers discover their purpose? And how can we have more ways of making a difference? Because what this color imbalance shows by having a lot of ways that we help Christians know God, by having a lot of ways of helping you experience community, by having a lot of blue and yellow, what we see here is that currently our church is very inward focused, not very outward focused. We're currently not having a lot of ways in which we are going out and making a difference. And a healthy church, it's not, you know, inward or outward. It's just both. And so I really believe the way that we really reach a new place of health for our church is by having a healthy balance of both of these things. And so that is me and Pastor Man's main focus. How can we just have a healthy balance of all of it? It's not about doing less for our own community and doing more for people outside of it. Just how can we just do both in a way that's healthy, in a way that's sustainable, in a way that's led by God and not just ourselves? And this is where we need you. We are the church. We are God's people. We are the people that God is calling to be used by God to make a difference in God's kingdom. I hope you're excited. I hope you're ready. I hope y'all are really going to be on board to help us together. Seek God. Put hypes in the chat if you're ready, if you're excited. And here's what I'm going to do. As we pray, I know today's been a lot different. We've had a lot of conversations, but Saturday is the best time to talk to the most amount of people all at once. What I want to do is I want to go ahead and pray. And I want to submit all of this to God. We have prayed. We have really tried our best to make sure that this roadmap is not just cool ideas we came up with. This is led by the Spirit, led by God. But we want to submit it to God. We want to say, God, have your way. God, if you want to change, if we're wrong about what's on there and you want to change it up, you have your way. This is God's roadmap. This is God's church. Have your way. And God, would you help us? And so I want to pray. I want to pray that God would use us. I want to pray that God would build us. And I want to encourage you, start asking God. I've been telling you guys for a few weeks now, ask God, how should I contribute to your kingdom? That might be asking God, what team do I want to serve on? That might be asking God, what in what ways do I want to reach people? That might be asking God financially. God, do I want to make a contribution to your kingdom? God, do I want to physically give a donation to God Squad Church to help them get out of the financial rut that they've been in? We've been honest that our church has been it's been a challenging place. And maybe you're here. Maybe you're being touched by God. You're not being coerced by me. You're not being manipulated by me. You're being coerced. If God is not putting in your heart to give, then you don't have to. But maybe you're here and you say, you know what, today, I want to make sure that God Squad Church can continue to thrive through 2024. And so today I want to give a gift because I want to see that roadmap come to fruition. And so I am. I've been asking you to ask God. And if today you came ready to bring an offering, to give a gift, I want to encourage you. You can type exclamation point give in the chat. There are multiple ways which you can do that. You can use PayPal. You can use text to give. Instructions will be in there. You can drop below the stream, click on the panel. And maybe you're here. Maybe God's put it in your heart. Today, I want to give a gift so that we can see this roadmap come to fruition and we can see God make a difference. And if that's you, we'd invite you to do so as an act of your worship, as an act of your generosity. And today I want to pray and ask God to bless his church as we continue to move forward. God, thank you so much for your kingdom. Thank you so much for the invitation to be a part. And Holy Spirit, I just ask right now in the name of Jesus, use us to build your kingdom. We dedicate this roadmap to your honor and glory. God, as we look at this roadmap, we just decide in our hearts, this is your church, this is your vision, this is your direction. This is your heart for our church. And we say, have your way. We say, have your way. Help all of us understand the privilege, and the responsibility that we have to build your church. Be with us, we ask, as we go our separate ways, Lord. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.